This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد My dear brothers and sisters, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having made our Eid a source of happiness for us. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us, for having guided us to Islam when so many out there are lost and misguided. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having fed us, for having given us a shelter when so many out there are without food or drink or shelter. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for waking us up from our bed and allowing us to stand before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala when so many out there are sleeping either physically or spiritually. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, our Eids start with takbir. They start with takbir, proclaiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and none is greater than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, when we say Allahu Akbar, what we are being reminded of is that there is nothing nor anyone greater and more majestic than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we begin our salah, even before that, when the call to salah is made, our adhan, it starts with the takbir. When we enter into our salah, it starts with takbir. When a newborn comes into this world, we proclaim takbir. When we slaughter our sacrifices today and in the coming days, we declare Allahu Akbar. When the mujahideen go out and fight in the battles, they proclaim that Allah is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. And when we celebrate our Eid, we proclaim Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, when we proclaim takbir, We do it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do so. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Concerning Eid al-Fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after the verses related to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that perhaps you can complete the days and then proclaim Takbir, Allahu Akbar, and so that perhaps you are grateful. And in these days, we say Allahu Akbar, unifying our voice with those who have gone for Hajj and proclaiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. My dear brothers and sisters, our celebration, the celebrations of Muslims, are not due to the achievement of any worldly goal. Our celebrations are not due to any worldly victory, like the celebrations of others. But rather, our celebration, our two Eid, are due to achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by completing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so our celebrations are an achievement of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever achieves the pleasure of Allah, there is no greater victory, there is no greater triumph than that. And so we celebrate Eid al-Fitr, having completed 29 or 30 days of fasting, of prayer, of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such ibadah, such devotion, it comes with effort. It comes with hard work. Likewise, we celebrate today, having completed the last 9 days in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days, these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, are the best days and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing good deeds, for devoting ourselves to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we celebrate today having achieved that. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say that it is with the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. Due to the bounty of Allah and due to His mercy, be happy about that. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is far better than everything that the people of the dunya amass, of their wealth, of their dunya. And so if the people of the dunya are happy and enjoying their dunya, then Allah is commanding us to be happy over the bounty of Allah, over the mercy of Allah. For what? Having guided us to this deen. And so, no one is ever happy. No one can possibly be happy for other than the sake of Allah, only because he is heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, the day of Eid is a special day. Ibn Rajab, he says, the day of Eid is not for those who dress in new clothing, but rather it is for those whose obedience to Allah increases. He says the day of Eid is not for those who adorn themselves in the finest of clothing or the finest of vehicles, but rather the day of Eid is for those who have gotten their sins forgiven. He goes on to say, on the night of Eid, liberation from the hellfire and forgiveness is distributed among the servants of Allah. So whoever attains something of that forgiveness and that liberation from the hellfire, then he has something to celebrate on the day of Eid. Otherwise, he is rejected and distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un, wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin min kulli dhanbin wa khati'ah, fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى إخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق التقوى، وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, this Eid al-Adha is like no other. As the Hujjaj gather in Mecca and in Mina and on the plains of Arafah, limited in numbers. And so this year will be recorded in history as a year in which many who were able financially and physically to perform Hajj were deprived of it. And so many of us had made plans to go for Hajj this year. Many wished that they could have gone for Hajj, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed otherwise. What this should remind us of is the fact that such a pillar of Islam, for many of us, we delayed it and delayed it and delayed it until a time came when we were able to do it and we made plans to do it. But those plans were not fulfilled. And so, the pillar of Al-Hajj is a pillar of Islam that should not be delayed as long as you are physically and financially capable of doing it. It is something that you should do as soon as possible. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. This day today is a special day. It is the greatest day of the year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "أفضل الأيام عند الله يوم النحر ثم يوم القر." The best of days in the sight of Allah is يوم النحر, the day of slaughter, which is today, and يوم القر, which is tomorrow. Today is the greatest day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it concludes the 10 days of Dhul Hijj. We should not forget that on this day, we should not forget that it was this day thousands of years ago that Ibrahim alayhi salam made his sacrifice. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to sacrifice his son. There are so many lessons that we can learn from that story. Lessons in submission, in sacrifice, in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in surrender, in determination to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salam came to his son Ismail, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When he went to his son and said, "Oh my son, I see in a dream that I have to sacrifice. So tell me, what do you think?" Like father, like son, both messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the response of the son? Was it a response of hesitation? Or was it a response of surrender and determination? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. He said, "My father, do as you have been commanded to do, and you will find me, inshaAllah, from among those who are patient." فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And so when both of them had surrendered, and Ismail alayhi salam is lying there with Ibrahim alayhi salam, the knife in his hand, ready to sacrifice his son, Allah sends his message that, "O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the command." And so it is because of this story that we celebrate today. It is because of that sacrifice and that willingness to implement the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced his son with an animal for Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice. And so this is why we sacrifice what we sacrifice on this day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, the sacrifices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us today are nothing compared to what he subhanahu wa ta'ala asked of from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ask yourself where you stand from the devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself where you stand today from what you have sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your desire. Ask yourself, what have I sacrificed of my desires and my ego and my whims for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so today we want to raise a generation of Ibrahims and Ismail. We want to implement these meanings in our children, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, whatever his messenger has commanded, our response should be nothing but سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. Not we hear and we disobey. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. My dear brothers and sisters, today is Eid al-Adha, and it is also Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And Friday is the best day of the week. And as we mentioned, Eid al-Adha is the best day of the year. And so we have a double virtue today. Today is the best day of the year and for many years to come. And this also took place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Eid fell and coincided with Friday. And so he said to his congregation, قَدْ اجْتَمَعَ فِي يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا عِيدًا فَمَنْ شَاءَ أَجْزَأَهُ مِنَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَإِنَّا مُجَمِّعُونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on this day of yours, two Eids have come together, because Friday is also an Eid. And then he said, whoever among you wants to suffice with Salat al-Eid and not pray Jumu'ah, then that is okay. As for us, then we will pray Jumu'ah, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lead Salat al-Jumu'ah with some of his companions. And so today, Salat al-Jumu'ah is waived, and you do not have to come for Salat al-Jumu'ah, but Salat al-Jumu'ah will still take place here in this masjid at 1:30. So whoever wants to come and attend Salat al-Jumu'ah, then it is permissible for them to do so. But for those who do not want to, then they don't have to, but make sure that you pray Salat al-Dhuhr instead. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Laysa al-eidu liman labisa al-jadid, innama al-eidu liman khafa yawm al-wa'id. My dear brothers and sisters, the day of Eid is not for those who dress nicely and who enjoy while being heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and while being heedless of the Akhirah, but rather the true Eid is for those who fear the Day of Judgment. Just as you have been gathered here today, there will come a day when me and you will be gathered on the plain of Al-Mahshar, the place of gathering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like we have been gathered here today, we will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of gathering. And just like today, we will all leave this place of gathering, all going our own way. On that day too, people will go their own way. But there will be only two destinations, either to Jannah or to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. On the day that the hour will be established, on the day of judgment, that is the day in which the people will disperse, everyone going their own way. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. As for those who believed and did righteous deeds, then they will be in a garden, enjoying peaceful happiness. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ. As for those who disbelieved and denied our ayat, and denied our meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will be confined to the... And so as we enjoy this day, let us not forget that although today is a day to enjoy, although today is a day to be happy, let us not forget that there is no rest and there is no break from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has commanded us with, whatever He has forbidden us from, it is something that we are required until the day we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. worship your Lord until you have attained yaqeen, until you have attained certainty, the certainty of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our good deed and our sacrifices and our ibadat. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والبلاء وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. يا حي يا قيوم، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.